news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Anticipation is making me late.
Rumors are rampant that the special counsel probe into Russia's election interference has run its course, and that Robert Mueller is preparing to hand over a final report of his team's findings to Attorney General William Barr at any time now. I should point out that there's no official word that the report is coming out imminently, and Mueller's office notoriously does not leak, so this is all speculation. But what happens after Mueller does deliver the report to the Attorney General?
According to the special counsel rules, Mueller will first submit a report of some kind to Attorney General William Barr. This will give the Attorney General an overview of the investigation, laying out what prosecutorial angles the investigations took, which ones it didn't, and why those decisions were made. The Attorney General will then submit his own report to Congress, specifically the chairs and ranking members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees. He will explain to these four why the investigation is over and what special counsel actions were approved or denied by the Attorney General's office. The White House is fighting to get its hands on the report to request redactions before it goes to Congress, citing executive privilege. Then there's what you and I are going to see. Attorney General Barr will determine if releasing all or part of the report would be in the public interest. He is under no obligation to release the report. But in his confirmation hearing, Barr repeatedly said he would release whatever he could by law.
Stay tuned. Remember the incessant cries of "but her emails" from Trump and his acolytes all through the 2016 campaign?
It's unbelievable how Hillary Clinton got away with the email lie, the email scam, the email corruption.
I guarantee you one thing. We're going to be talking about those emails every moment of every day. This is the biggest scandal since Watergate.
The Trump administration has its own email scandal, and sorry, it's much worse than what Hillary Clinton did.
House Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings says in a letter to the White House that the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, uses the messaging service WhatsApp to communicate with foreign leaders. In the same letter, Cummings also says that Ivanka Trump was continuing to receive emails related to White House business on her private account and didn't always forward them to her White House account, which would be a violation of the Presidential Records Act. Among other things, that act says that, quote, any individual creating presidential records must not use non-official accounts, unquote, unless messages are forwarded to an official account.
National security expert Clint Watt explains what's so dangerous about this.
It's interesting. This story came out at the same time in the New York Times today. We see a story about Internet mercenaries, private security companies working for foreign governments in order to target people in their communications at the point of origin, at the phone. This is what it's about now. It's not about this intercepting en route. It's about companies now that have the ability, and this is well known in cybersecurity circles. I hear about it all the time, going in and targeting anyone's phone and being able to tap into those communications. We cannot have this. We heard emails, lock her up. Emails, lock her up. To me, this is far more egregious. This is foreign business interactions. And, by the way, it's being blocked from other parts of the U.S. government. This means foreign leaders have a better understanding about what the White House is communicating than our own intelligence community, our own law enforcement, and our own allies. This puts us in a very dangerous position because as an executive branch or a legislative branch, we really don't know what's going on at the top, and we have no oversight of it.
Both Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer are scheduled to appear this weekend at the annual conference of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. Although none of the 2020 contenders are scheduled to speak to AIPAC, MoveOn is urging Democrats running for president to skip the conference, while the left-leaning Jewish advocacy group J Street called for denouncing the policies of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu, who's up for re-election in April and is under investigation at home, will address AIPAC and will visit Trump at the White House next week. On Thursday, Donald Trump appeased Netanyahu by announcing that the U.S. would recognize Israel's authority over the disputed Golan Heights. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Jerusalem with Netanyahu this week. Pompeo raised eyebrows when, in an interview with the Christian Broadcasting Network, he said he believes that Trump may have been sent by God to save the Jewish people from Iran.
Could it be that President Trump right now has been sort of raised for such a time as this, just like Queen Esther, to help save the Jewish people from an Iranian menace?
As a Christian, I certainly believe that's possible. It was remarkable. So we were down in the tunnels where we could see 3,000 years ago and 2,000 years ago, if I have the history just right, to see the remarkable history of the faith in this place and the work that our administration has done to make sure that this democracy in the Middle East of this Jewish state remains. I'm confident that the Lord is at work here. I got the
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.